This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
This was the first line of the press release. Publicis and Omnicom agree to terminate proposed merger of equals. Big news if you care about the advertising industry, but even for those of you who could not care less about the ad business, there's that merger of equals thing to think about. Doesn't it sound nice, especially in the world of cutthroat business? Here's Marketplace's Chrissy Clark.
Hostile takeovers sound so hostile, but a merger of equals, that sounds like a happy modern marriage. And in fact, when the two advertising CEOs whose merger of equals collapsed today first announced their engagement last summer, there were flowers, adoring looks, and the Arc de Triomphe in the background. Larry Shigoris is with the Lubin School of Business.
Best friends. It looked like best friends. Big smiles. Great scenery in the back.
The ideals driving a merger of equals really are what they sound like, says Lawrence Rabiniak, emeritus professor at the Wharton School of Business.
We're both competent, we're both good, we're both capable, so let's, like adults, get together and decide how best to run this new large company that benefits from both of our sets of skills and capabilities.
But you can probably guess how this romance usually ends.
Our financial person's better than yours, or our marketing head is somehow much more aggressive and better than yours. You have divisions, politics, people pushing for one person over another to lead the show. How do I put this? There's no such thing as a merger of equals.
The only successful merger of equals that Sri Zahir, dean of the Carlson School of Management, says she's seen wasn't actually a merger of equals at all, and that helped.
Because people don't start feeling that everything has to be absolutely split down the middle.
It was when Norwest Bank acquired Wells Fargo and took its name. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.